Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Today is June 30th, and this is episode 7 of Main Street and Beyond. In today's episode, we're discussing Pixar's Inside Out. Kiko goes to Carthay Circle and gives us his review, and then we head over to Fantasyland Theater and Disneyland to catch a showing of Mickey's Magical Map. You can always keep up with us on Facebook at Main Street and Beyond. You can also leave us a review on iTunes. And without any further ado, here's Kiko.
Let's start with topic number one. Since this podcast has aired, or once this podcast airs, we will have been about 3 or 4 weeks into Pixar's Inside Out, which is a brand new movie that they have created. And we are going to talk about that movie for a little bit. Jacob and I had the opportunity to see the movie together, and it was a 10:45 showing at our nearby movie theater. And we both liked it. I mean, at least I'll speak for myself. I really did like it. I liked the movie. I liked the concept of it. And I thought that it was really fun. What did you think?
I really loved it. I thought it was, you know, once again, Pixar, like, pulls on all the heartstrings, all the right ones. I was laughing. I was crying. It was really good. The story is really, really fun and enjoyable.
The interesting thing is that it's a deviation from their formula, from the Disney formula, which is princesses and sort of far off time, far off land, or something based on an old Aesop's fables or you know. It's
not a fairy tale.
It's not a fairy tale, which is just an interesting thing. And also, it has this modern feeling to it, almost similar to Big Hero 6, where it takes place in, you know, that a modern day now time, which is great.
I really loved it. I thought those little characters were so cute. Mm. And yeah, the thought of, like, those cute little characters living in your head, like, making you do things or have feelings is kind of enjoyable. And I don't know. I really loved it. I thought it was cute. And it's good. It's one of those, like, everybody's going to love it. The kids are going to love it. The parents are going to love it. They're not going to mind taking their kids to it. And it provides Disney or Pixar or whoever more characters. We can have these new people who they've actually incorporated in the parade at California Adventure.
So you did see this parade. Tell us about it. It's what's called a pre-parade.
It's a little pre-parade. Okay. And if you've seen, like, the pre-parade of, like, Frozen or something, it's like a float that goes down and there's music. And it is that. It's a float. And Joy is there at the control center. And all the other emotions are there. And then they have some dancers in the front and the back. Playing with balls. So the balls represent the memories.
Right, right.
And so they're the, like, keepers, I guess. Or they're, you know, they're the ones that are storing the memories into long-term memory. It was really good. And it was cute. And the figures on, or the characters on the float are actual puppets, I guess. Or they're somewhere between a puppet and an animatronic. Someone's gonna know exactly what it is,
but so they're moving. They're animatronic.
They're
in that they
moving,
move.
But they're moving like a puppet would move.
I see.
So, but I don't know if someone is. I don't know where. I don't know how it's done.
Okay,
because it's not like like a Muppet puppet.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You know, with someone in their hand. Like,
is it similar to in the back of the Monsters Inc. Flux,
yes.
The Sully goes back and forth. Is what I'm asking about.
Yes.
Okay.
It's similar
except
to that.
The mouth opens as well.
Yeah. Or, you know, or like a Sebastian. They've had Sebastian that's like a puppet that moves.
Okay.
On some of the floats sometimes. Like, I don't think this is new technology for them, but it's really cute because it's, I just thought they would be like sort of bigger, like human size, but they're not. They've kept them kind of small and Not too small, but smaller. So it's
and would you recommend somebody to actually get to the parade area earlier to see this? Like,
yeah, right now it's at 5:15. The pre-parade is 15 minutes before. So the pre-parade comes down at 5, and then the rest of the parade starts at 5:15.
Okay, that's good. And there's music. There's music that plays with it.
There's music. It's not like... It's one of the songs, I think, from the
movie.
But, you know.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, When You Wish or something that's playing. It's from there.
So ultimately, you would give the movie what grade? Like, what would you...
Oh, I think A+.
Okay.
I think it's A+.
I would agree with that. I mean, the animation, the storytelling.
Yeah.
The...
Yeah, and it's like dealing with like some really big topics and big theories of like loss and love and family and make believe, and that time where like the make believe starts going away and you start reality kind of comes in. Like, I just felt I really want to see it again because I thought I kind of didn't miss it, but you know, the first time through you're watching so much, but I would love to look at that. I think it just deals with that in a really smart way that children are going to be able to grasp onto and perhaps even help them through difficult times. Like, I don't now this is getting into it, but like, you know, if a kid is going through some issues and maybe it can help kind of
begin the conversation
or put it in a visual way that they can understand of maybe what's happening.
Yeah, I listened to an interview with Amy Poehler, and
she
was talking about how the original research is the voice of Joy, and she was talking about how in the original research of it, they were researching how many emotions humans feel, and there is just disagreement about all of the different ways it's perceived. And in some cases they say there's like 5 main emotions, and in some they say there's like 28. So Pixar chose to make it the former, make it the smaller version. But that there are so many sort of things that they deal with. And then she was talking about how with her own children, they were having conversations about things like in an interesting way. Cause she was like, oh, it's interesting how, anger feels that way. Or like literally as characters, like anger feels this way. Or I didn't like that part where, you know, sadness did this thing and it made me feel this way. And so she was like, it was just weird having this meta conversation with her own children about these actual real emotions, but as characters. So it sort of gave it a little bit of a buffer, but they still had like the conversations. Anyways, it was just interesting.
Yeah, I think that maybe what can come out of this movie, we don't know yet. And I think that it will be interesting to see the domino effect maybe of what this movie can
actually do
in terms of that kind of work, social work, maybe with children or something like that. It is like the second highest opening for Pixar next to Toy Story 3.
Oh my gosh.
It's something like 100 million something in the first weekend. Gosh. Something crazy. I'm not sure what it is exactly. I'm sitting with a computer. I should look it up. But I did see that it's the second highest opening for Pixar.
Well, that is really exciting, and everyone should go and see it if you have not.
And they clearly set it up for like Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
Or Right Side In, or I don't know what they'll call it, but.
Either way, it's going to be, it's fun and another success for them and more characters and a really good time at the movies, which is great.
Really good time. Really fun summer movie.
Let's talk about our second topic, which is Carthay Circle restaurant.
Oh, yes. So you went the other day and you had reservations for Carthay Circle. It was your first time ever going there, correct?
Yeah. We have been to the Carthay Circle bar.
The bar down, which is a great place if you need like, if you need a timeout, an adult timeout in the park, which I have often needed, you just go right in there and it's always air conditioned and you just have something to eat or drink or just sit there. And it's a wonderful little timeout, adult timeout.
Yeah, we had reservations for 8:10 And we went into the bar, I think, around 7:50 or so, and we were told
this is to, your
my dinner. Reservation, okay. Dinner reservation. And they came and grabbed us and told us that it was our seats were ready. They actually weren't ready. We eventually got sat around 8:40. So, you know, it was about 30 minutes after the actual time. We were warned that the time was that they were running a little bit behind, so I'm just giving them that. And it was really an amazing, amazing evening. We were sat outside on the little patio area, just like across from the main strip, so we could actually, when it came time for it, we could watch the fireworks happen across the way at Disneyland. And so that was that. We began the evening with the Manhattans that I love there. We also had signature diamond martinis, which are gin.
What
and
is that?
The actual ice that they put in, typically it's an ice ball that they make, but they've actually made these diamond-shaped ice cubes that are these huge diamond-shaped ice cubes that are awesome and really cool and keeps everything chilled and great. We began with a frito misto, which is like a calamari, these really beautiful thick pieces of calamari with a red sauce almost.
Ooh.
Really good. And then I had the thick cut pork chops, which you have had as well, Jacob.
Yes, my pork chops are my favorite, and so if you go there, I recommend the pork chops.
Yeah, really, really good. And Derek, my boyfriend, had the lamb meatballs. So that was our, like, meal portion. And it was just great. I would say, you know, in terms of the price point, I would say this is not something you're going to do every single time as I've been ranging things. But you definitely something that you should do at least once, perhaps for a celebration or perhaps for, a graduation, a big deal. It's just something that's special that you can do on the Disneyland property, Disneyland California property. And it was a nice little change from doing the more quick service things that we do, like the Mexican restaurant in the back or perhaps the burgers in the front. So it was just a good all-around good thing and something that we looked forward to. They definitely require reservations, and you could actually go up to them and make reservations for a later date, or you can contact the number or the online method of making reservations. But definitely think about that, and if you are planning a trip to Disneyland and you want to do something special, I definitely would recommend it.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. I've actually gone to the park when I was there and knew that my parents were coming. And I definitely wanted to take them for my mom's birthday to Carthay Circle. So I made reservations like 3 months in advance at the little counter there. You can definitely do that. I just want to go back to say that these pork chops, to call them a pork chop really does not do it justice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this huge, delicious, juicy steak.
Yeah.
That it's like...
That just happens
to like
be
It's like 2 inches, 3 inches thick. Like, it's big.
Right.
And it's awesome. And it was just lovely. Now, I have to say is that when I was there, I had the bacon cheddar jalapeno biscuits. I believe that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what, you have to get these. I can't believe you didn't, but that's fine.
We just didn't want... Honestly, it was like a bread thing. It was like the day had felt heavy.
We're doing we already had enough carbs.
It was
like we had a corn dog earlier, and I don't want any more carbs.
Yeah,
I get it.
But actually, what's so funny is every single person, like from the waiter to the supporting waiter, like everyone was like, "You got to get the biscuits," and it was just like we had had so
like you were
much.
Like, I don't stop with the biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't want the biscuits.
And that's gonna be another time. And I just honestly, it was like I have enough room in my body for a pork
right.
chop and, you know, an aside.
I'm telling you, those biscuits will change your life, though.
Yeah.
And it comes with this butter that's, you know.
Really good.
Yeah, so you just got to plan. It is a place to, like, plan your meal. Like, plan your lunch around that dinner because you want to go hungry.
Think about it.
Yeah, just think about it.
Earlier that day, we had gone to the Carnation Cafe for breakfast. And it just felt very, like, we did plan, but it just felt very, like, food, food, food. And so, I don't know. It was something about the day that it was just...
No, I totally understand.
I would give that experience and the restaurant itself an A.
Okay.
Just, I'm just saying that.
An A.
Like, that's an A. I would give the price point, you know, at least for me personally, it's just, it's pricey. So I just would not recommend an every time, but I would recommend perhaps, you know, if you go there a lot, I would say once or twice a year. Like, go for it.
I mean, I think it's expensive. I mean, it's definitely not an every time. And it is definitely, like, special occasion, anniversary, celebration, birthday, whatever, whatever you're celebrating. But it, I don't think it is so expensive that it's not, I don't feel like it's any more expensive than a really nice restaurant outside the parks. Like, I don't think it's astronomical. And plus, if you get to sit outside like you do, or you make your reservation at a certain time, you get sort of, you get to see the fireworks.
Right, which
is an extra bonus that you wouldn't get at a normal restaurant.
And they actually were handing out, we were not privy to this because it was sort of later in time, but people who had a little bit earlier reservations were given World of Color passes. Like, we could not have gone because it was during our
time. Well, was that part of the, like, they have the, like, meal plan?
Oh, no.
Was this part of that?
This,
like, you, you make your reservation and it's in conjunction with
World of Color. I don't think so. I don't think this particular group that we saw.
Really?
Were given, yeah, they were just given, like, here's a pass. But maybe I'm wrong. And our viewers, our listeners will correct us. But it was, they were given just, hey, thank you so much for your dinner, for and here's your fast pass for if you don't already have one.
Oh.
They just had a bunch printed and they were like, great, here you go. Like, just a little extra bonus. But we during our time, we would not have been able to get to it.
Right.
So it was a weird, I don't think we would have been privy. But hey, I don't know.
We also have to say that we had, I know we want to wrap this up, but we had impeccable service while we were there with our waitress.
Hmm.
I know that you didn't have maybe the best.
Well, our in terms of service, our waitress was a little frazzled. She had maybe one or two tables too many. There was something about that. It did not deter from the food and or the experience, but it just definitely felt a little bit like she had somewhere else to go. Uh-huh. And she did, because, you know, there, it was a whole seating.
Right. Well, sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
Like, someone can't, there's a traffic and they can't get to work. And so someone, I don't know.
I mean, I definitely gave her the benefit of the doubt. I still had a good time. And I think when she was there, there was like a presence. It is just sort of, there was moments where she wasn't there that we maybe needed her,
like,
to be there.
I need a fork.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly that.
Oh, okay.
It was, you know, our forks and knives were cleared away after the appetizer. And we totally were going to hold on to them, you know, like, as scrappy people who don't go to fancy restaurants maybe do. Like, oh, I got my fork, I'll leave it here. They insisted on taking it away. Our entree came, and then we just had nothing to eat it with. It was just one of those weird things that we were just like, oh, this is weird.
Oh, no.
And so we actually had to, like, go and find somebody to... So, I mean, I guess maybe service was more of a B plus, A minus. I mean, like, if I really laid that out in terms of points of service, in terms of all of those details, like, perfectly hit on the mark, maybe not so much, but...
Maybe it was just an off night.
Yeah.
I feel like that place is, like...
Great.
Yeah. And those servers are, like, great. You, like, don't start there. I think you have to work your way up to Carthay Circle.
I would definitely say, as we talked about it earlier, that the bar area, if you are in any way interested, could potentially be an every time kind of thing. Like, that is kind of a, there's enough in there, and they also serve food, some appetizers in there. There's enough in there that if you are, you know, want a moment to sit down, as you've said before,
right,
it's a good place.
But it is not a quick service.
No.
Like, you're in there for a little while. So just know that. Like, and just take a moment. Don't feel like you have to rush in there, because it's a really great place and the ambiance is awesome. And
It is in fact designed after the Carthay Circle movie theater, which was where Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs originally premiered. So inside, there are pictures of Waltz and, you know, the original premiere. And there's also, it is designed based on the inside of that actual theater. So there is just majestic feeling to it, the beautiful chandeliers and the carpet and the elevator and the all the things are very fancy art deco.
You kind of forget you're in a theme park.
Yeah, they did a really good job with that stuff.
I think it's really good. I think it's better than the Brown Derby, which I guess in Hollywood Studios, which is supposed to be
in Disney World.
Yes, it's supposed to be sort of equivalent to, but I think this just blows Brown Derby out of the water.
Yeah, it's really
another podcast about that. But anyway. I think that wraps it up about Carthay Circle.
Yeah.
Did you have dessert?
We did not. Well, we saved the dessert, actually. We were inspired by the snacks episode and went back to Disneyland to watch the parade. Before we watched the parade, we got ourselves a beignet? No. What did we get? Oh, so we had beignets earlier that day. We were going to get...
This is why you were breaded out.
We were breaded out. We had so much bread. It was like, I can't have any more bread. But we got the cookie. I got a white chocolate
cookie.
Which are also available. I originally on that episode talked about them being available in Pooh Corner, but you can get them in that Main Street bakery as well, in the very front. They're right in the front. White chocolate.
Jolly Holiday Bakery.
No. The one that's on Main Street. The one that's in the Penny Arcade. It says Penny Arcade.
That like confection. Sweet confections or something like that.
That's exactly right. So we saved our dessert for that. And I specifically wanted that. I did not want what they had.
We had dessert when I was there, and I don't remember what it was. I think it was like a carrot cake or something. Anyway, it was delicious. That's all I remember, that it was delicious, and I can't wait to go back and eat there again.
Good. Let's move on to the next topic.
Mickey's Magical Map.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. So it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, like just to give you a little bit of a history about it, we both... separately love that show. I've seen it a bunch of times, and I'm a huge fan of specifically the choreography of the movement and the storytelling, and I think it's a fun little 20 to 25, 30 minute show that shows off talent well. And you definitely get a little Disney magic in there. Right. Now is it like ready for Broadway? You know, is it a full-length, beautiful, perfect thing? No. But it is a great theme park deviation of your day that is, like, full of talent and energy and sparkle and fun.
As a theme park show, I think it's one of the best that I've seen. And I sort of know what I talk about because that's how I started. In one of these shows at Disney World, performing 5 times a day, in the heat. Ours was not covered. It was outside. So these kids already have it like a bazillion times better because their stage is covered. So I'm just saying that to say, like, I know what this is. I know what this job is. I know what this show is. And I think they do a really good job. It is a different show than, say, the Aladdin show. Like, that is much more of like
a story.
Sort of a Broadway extravaganza that you would expect. This is much more theme park with characters, and it's awesome.
And you do see these characters. One of my favorite things about it is that you see characters that you wouldn't necessarily normally see.
No,
like, it's walking around. It's the people that are, like, on the outside. It's, like, Pocahontas. It's, you see Rapunzel. It's Mulan. You see King Louis. You see Stitch. You see Tiana. And,
Mickey,
of course. So it's just people that you wouldn't see necessarily walking around or even it featured in the parades. Like, it feels like it's this fun little outsider team of characters that it's the only place to see them is in this area.
I think it's the only place to see Pocahontas.
Oh, for sure.
In Disneyland. Like, the only place that you'll see her.
Physically see her.
And she is fantastic. Yeah. And we have seen this show mazillion times. That's right. Mazillion. And that Pocahontas just every time nails it.
We have seen different people in different tracks, but certainly right. whoever they put in that Pocahontas track is.
Well, it's fantastic. Always Pocahontas. There's only one Pocahontas. Right.
Oh gosh. Now we're taking that magic and pulling the curtain back.
No, but this one is really good. And I just thought it was great. I thought it was full out, which is like everyone was giving a lot of energy and looked like they were happy to be there, especially the guys. I want to give a shout out to the guys, especially on that last show I saw. It was the last show of the day, 5 shows. I think it was their 5th show. But their first 2 got canceled, I found out that day. Or their first show got canceled because my friend, actually, Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
I think she's listening. Is a stage manager for that show. And apparently there was a wreck or something, and people couldn't get into work. So they had to cancel the show.
The actual cast members couldn't get in.
So they had to cancel the show because they didn't have enough time to reblock it with less cast members and do it safe for safety reasons. It wasn't safe enough for them to do it, so they had to cancel it.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, that's the good of Disney. It's like we've been in situations where you have to just make it work with 2 people, and that's good. That's right. That is a safety issue. Like, something you don't have time to rehearse something, and
right.
here goes a skateboard.
The integrity of the show. Like, it's not the show that people want to come and see, so they shouldn't do it, right? So it's good on them. I'm glad that they did that. Anyway, it was full out. They were dancing for their lives. They were giving you extra and smiling and really enjoying it. And I loved it. And now the girls, if I can give my full review, I thought the girls could be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, those poor girls, I mean, they are in the worst costumes. I don't know who costume designed that show, but
talk about it.
They're just unflattering for the girls. Mm. They're like double pleated skirts on top of their hips that make them even kind of look bigger.
Right.
And none of them are big. Right. They're all like dancer girls who like don't eat anything and weigh 85 pounds wet. But those costumes don't do them any sort of justice. And those wigs are just, it makes,
don't help.
I don't like them, but that's me. They're like, it's an asymmetrical with like a ponytail on one side and a braid that comes around. And they're all in these like brown color. Like, I just feel like I would like a little more pop. I know what they were going for. It is beautiful, but,
Now, we should say that the ensemble in the show plays, like, map making. Like, they are map makers. They are, they're part of this team. There's something that's very steampunk about the look of it. That it
has very sharp angles. Renaissance and magical map maker renaissance kind of. It's in no time. Yeah. It's no specific time, which is why they did all those kind of crazy hair designs.
I just have the feeling that we're going to get a little feedback about this. Like,
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's something, I know that somebody out there is like, those are the best costumes ever. Those are my favorite.
Listen, I've worn some ugly costumes on stage. So
yeah, like it's nothing personal.
It's nothing against them. And like I said, for the whole look of it, it's fine, but I also have to say, Tiana, for that certain performance, was like crazy pants. Mm. Like, I've never seen a Tiana so crazy in a show. Like, yes. All of a sudden, it was like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Tiana version. Okay.
Back with a vengeance. She was fantastic. It was so enjoyable and infectious. And I think it was just their last show, and she might have been off after that, and like she was just full out.
She was living her life.
She was
on that
living
stage.
Her life. That hoop skirt was just swirling around.
I love it.
She was crazy.
I love it.
It was great.
Before we go, tell us just a little bit about the cones. You went to cones and you had the snack.
Yes. Okay.
So I just want you to bring this up because then it'll make sense.
So, because I've posted it everywhere, because I've been obsessed with it since I got back every day. In Crazy Cone, Cafe. So,
which is located in Carsland.
Carsland. It's the, all these little traffic cones, and there's like five of them, and each one of them serve their own little snack. Those of you who have been there, you know what I'm talking about. You know the joy that I'm about to discuss. But they have these new ones that are bread cones. It's a cone made out of bread.
Okay.
What more do you want? It's fantastic. And this one has, they have two new ones. One has barbecue and slaw, and it comes with a pickle. And then the other one is mac and cheese topped with bacon bits.
And which one did you choose?
I chose the barbecue one because I was going to have barbecue for lunch, and then I was going to come back and have the mac and cheese for dinner.
Oh,
but I didn't come back. But let me tell you what this is. So the barbecue is really good. And now I'm from North Carolina. I know my barbecue. And it's good. It's good for what it is. It's you know, I don't think it's the best barbecue I've ever had, but it is not the worst barbecue I've ever had. It is very, very good barbecue. And you actually kind of get a lot for it. For a snack, it's $8, under $8. So you would get about as much as you would get if you ordered like a barbecue sandwich somewhere.
Mm.
I don't know how much that is, but it was enough. I was like, oh, okay, this is good. Definitely a snack. I don't think it's a meal, but it could be a meal if, like, you had french fries with it. Mm. I was like, oh, this needs, like, french fries. And it would just be carb-alicious. But, yeah, it's definitely a snack. And it comes with a little slaw on top. I'm sure you could get it without the slaw if you didn't like it. I personally love slaw, so that's it.
But and a pickle.
And a pickle.
Okay.
A full spear pickle.
Yes. Okay. I'm excited.
Not as good as the full pickles that you can buy.
Right.
But very good.
What?
Like deli pickle. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yum.
That yummy, crunchy New York deli pickle.
Right.
I love it. It is so good. And so then I ate all of it, and I was sitting there with this bread cone that looks like an ice cream cone made out of bread, like a bigger one, like a size of like a coffee cup that you would get at Starbucks or
like
something.
Like a grande.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, let me just taste this bread. I was like, I don't really want to eat the whole thing because, you know, we're not supposed to eat carbs ever. And so I was like, I'll just have like two bites and that's it. So I took a bite and I was like, it's nothing really like to write home about. It's like plain bread. No big deal. And then I was doing like texting or going through some photos on my phone, because also there's a little place to sit, which is really nice to have another little shady timeout area. And before I knew it, I was almost down to had eaten the entire bread cone.
Oh my God.
And about after the sixth bite, it was so delicious, because what had happened was, or what happens is, the juices from the barbecue and the slaw kind of soak into that bread. And then you're eating it, and it's like bread with the flavors of the barbecue and the slaw all coming together, and it's just delicious.
So after eating all of that, you would still call it a snack? I mean, like, that's a snack. Like, I know you said
it is a heavy snack.
Okay, because that to me is like, that would be like a lunch, just hearing you talk about
Yeah, it's not it's not as much as you think.
Okay,
I'm gonna say that. But maybe I was just really hungry, and I was right. Like, I think if you got like two, maybe, it just depends, you know, I don't know. It's a full meal for my mom, like, who eats like a string bean, and she's like, I'm full. So
what grade would you give this?
That is an A+.
Okay. Good. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait to try. And is this something you would eat every time?
I don't think it's an every time, but I definitely think it's a, you know, because there's so many other great options, but dinner's early, so I would think it would be good for that. That's what I would suggest. But it's really good. And, like, perfect thing, like, get that, and then you go get in line for Carsland Single Rider.
Oh.
And then it'll be done by the time you're there.
That's okay.
That's good for.
It's like that Single Rider line. It's like a line beer or a line margarita or a line cone.
A line cone.
It's the new thing.
It's a line cone and a play parade.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Line cone pre-play parade.
It's cute.
Play parade.
I loved it.
Well, I think it's about time for us to wrap up. We want to thank you all so much for listening to us.
Before we go, let's just tell them where they can find us, Geek Owl. Yeah. So on the Book of Face, we are Main Street and Beyond. Please like us.
If you like us, and we love it if you follow us, and we love us, love it if you share things that we put on
and comment. We would love that. We want to hear from you.
For sure. You also can follow us at Main Street and Beyond on Instagram. And give us an email if you'd like to mainstreetandbeyond@gmail.com. You also can follow us on Twitter at Main Street and Beyond.
MS and Beyond.
MS and Beyond. And is there anything else?
We're on iTunes.
iTunes and Podbean.
Podbean.
Which is where you can get this.
Like everywhere.
You guys, thank you so much for just following us and for liking this. We've gotten some really great feedback, and we love to keep adding people to our little family. And we have just been really enjoying this entire experience.
It was great. Thank you guys. We will see you in the parks, and have a magical day.
Bye.